This is Rabbi Nissan Elbrun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Tuesday, May the 31st, 2022. We begin, I guess, Lamed Beis, 32b, the first section, the black text. And the Gemara wanted to know on Friday, the Mishnah said you can't cut the wick in two, but you can do it with fire. So the Gemara wants to know, right, what's the difference between cutting it to mitaken mana, that you're, right, you're making a vessel, you're fixing something, right? Mitaken mana, fixing an item. But or nami mitaken mana, if you use a scissor to cut a wick in half, or if you use a fire, you're accomplishing the same thing. You're creating, right, the two wicks, and that's not okay. So what's the difference? Tani Rabbi Chiya says, Rabbi Chiya, chodcha be'or b'pi shnei neiros. Now, it didn't mean that you could take one wick and just use fire to cut it in two. Or if you have a long roll of wicks, you can, you know, burn it and cut one off or whatever. You can't do that. What you can do, however, is take one long wick, put it into two candles, right? Or if they had, you know, those little lamps, and just light the fire in the middle, and that will split it and create the two wicks at the same time. Right, that is permissible. Amar Rav Nasan bar Abba Amar Rav, mochten es haptila b'yom tov. Right, Rav Nasan bar Abba Amar Rav says that you can be mochet the wick on yontov. So that's great. The Gemara says that's fabulous, but what in the world does mochatin mean? Right, that's not word language we're so familiar with. Apparently, the Gemara had the same predicament. So, Amar Rav Chanina bar Shelmia. Right, so Rav Chanina says le'aduye chushcha, to take away the choshech, the dark part, to like peel away a little bit of the dark part, to make it more functional. That you're allowed to do on yontif. Right, that's not really being metakin mana. That's just, I don't know, call it tidying up. Okay. Tani bar kapara, so says, right, or teaches bar kapara, shisha dvarim ne'emur b'tila. There are six things that are said when it comes to a b'tila, which is a wick. Shlosha lahachmir, shlosha lahakel. Three of them are stringent, things you can't do, and three of them, right, more permissive, we go lekula. Number one, lahachmir, in golden osal chadchila b'yantav, lechadchila, ideally, you cannot, right, the godel is to twist a wick, to take the wick and literally twist it and make it. Our wicks are all pre-twisted. We don't make them for the most part. But they used to make their own wicks. Can't do that in Yantav. Mehav havin osa be'or. Lehavhev is to light it, the English here says singe it. But right, if you light it and blow it out, or you just touch it up, it'll be easier to light the next time. So some people have a custom, some women have the custom Friday night, where they pre-light the candle, burn it out, so that when they light it for Shabbos candles, it burns very, you know, quickly and it takes well. That you cannot do. Ve'ein chot chenosa lishnayim. And you cannot cut it in two. Lahakel, right? What are the lenient things said with regard to work? Memacha biyad, even though you can't twist it. Right, golden osa, they would have a machine. You can do it by hand. It doesn't work quite as well. Vishora b'shemen, and you can soak it in oil. V'chotcha be'or b'fi shnei neiros. Right, and you can insert one long wick into two lamps, light it up in the middle, and in that way you can create two different wicks. Ve'amar Rav Nasan bar Abba Amar Rav. So Rav Nasan bar Abba, who said the piece about the mochtin, so he says something else as well, right, which has nothing to do with what we said before, but the Gemara often does that. They'll quote one thing from person A, they'll quote another thing, and that's how you remember what Rav Nasan bar Abba says. What did he say? Striking line. Atirei Babel, the elders of Babel, right, the glory of Babel, if you will, crown. Yordei Gehenna Mehem, they're going down to hell. Whoa, like that's shocking. Kihad Shabtai bar Marinus, Iklala Babel. Shabtai, the son of Marinus, he arrived in Babel. Right, ostensibly came from Eretz Yisrael, went to Babel, Babel Mene Iska, and he asked them for a job. Right, V'lo yavule, they didn't give him one. Mizone mezon, right? They asked to be sustained. If they couldn't have a job, they needed food. Nami lo zainu, they didn't provide food. So Amar, and he says, Hani me'erev rav ka'asu. Those people, they didn't come from the, right, the yichasable Jews who left the Mitzrayim. They're from the riffraff, from the erev rav. How do I know? Because it said, v'nasanacha rachamim v'richamcha. I'm giving you mercy. Right? V'richamcha. Then we'll have mercy on you. Kol rachim. From there, they say, kol rachim al abrios. Anyone who has mercy on Hashem's creations, biyadu Hashu mizaro shel Avram Avinu. So it's known that he is the progeny, the offspring of Avram Avinu, who is the ultimate Baal Chesed, right, the Rachaman. V'chol misha eino merachem el abriyo, somebody who has no mercy, no compassion for Hashem's creatures, right, you're not going to give the guy a job, you're not going to give the guy food, biyadu Hashu eino mizaro shel Avram Avinu. It is known that this is not a descendant of Abraham Avinu. Striking comments. For this, we conclude our learning for today. Please come back. Join me tomorrow.